Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are wrapping up our week on the first chapter of the first letter of St. John. And I want to encourage you, if you have not been with us all week, you can go back and listen to all of the episodes because they really build on each other as we've been etching out verse by verse by verse. And really the way that John structures even the beginning of this letter really parallels the first chapter of his gospel, with the core message being about the Word. The word of life, the word that was made manifest to us, and that word contains eternal life. And what we talked about, which is what I love so much, which simplifies for us the sharing of the gospel, is John's writing, and he's simply saying, I'm just giving to you what I've seen and what I've heard and what I've touched and what I've tasted, and I'm giving that to you. I'm communicating that to you. And what is that? That eternal life has been given to us in the person of Jesus by the Father. Friends, when we're sharing the gospel, when we're testifying to what Christ has done for us, this is the core of it. And from there, he invites other people to be in fellowship with him. And then he says this amazing thing. He says, this is our fellowship. That our fellowship, our relationship is with the Father and Christ Jesus. That definitely changes how we view and do Christian community, doesn't it? Our relationship is with the Father and with Christ Jesus. That's what our fellowship is rooted in. Then he says that our joy, we write this so that it completes our joy. That you joining us, that you being among our fellowship completes our joy. And then finally, he says, this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, which we have heard from him. And it's this simplicity and straightforwardness, friends, of John saying the message that we heard from Jesus is the message that we proclaim to you. And the same applies for us today. The message that we preach, the message that we give, the message that we live our lives by is not the message of anyone other than Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the only Son of God. And what was his message? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. What was his message? The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. If a grain of wheat does not fall to the ground and dies, it cannot bear fruit. What was his message? If anyone loves his life, he will lose it. But if he hates his life on earth, he will gain it for eternal life. What is his message? Deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. I'm going to keep going. What is his message? Love your enemy. If anyone loves those who love him, what credit is it to him? But I tell you, love those who hate you and love those who persecute you. If someone smacks you on the cheek, turn and give your other cheek. This is hard stuff. The message that we have heard from him. This is the message of eternal life. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it does not bear fruit. Whoever wants to follow me must go with me where I am going. Where was he going? The cross. He's saying, this is the message of Jesus. We're telling you the message of Jesus. What does it mean to be glorified? What does it mean to be honored? What does it mean to follow Jesus where he goes? What is his message? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel, and I will go and prepare a place for you, and I will come back and get you and take you to my Father. This is the only message of Jesus Christ. Any other message is a carefully devised myth. This is what we hear from John. So we're going to pray quick, and then we're going to just wrap up the last couple of verses that we have. We're going to continue on in our prayer with Psalm 119. So if you join me, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort in my suffering is this: your promise preserves my life. The arrogant mock me unmercifully, but I do not turn from your law. I remember, Lord, your ancient laws, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your law. Your decrees are the theme of my song. Wherever I lodge, in the night, Lord, I remember your name, that I may keep your law. This has been my practice. I obey your precepts. Lord, remember your word to us. Our comfort and our suffering is your promise. Lord, let us submit our lives to you so that your promise may preserve our life. So that your promise may preserve our life. Amen. Thank you, Lord. What an amazing section of that passage. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort and my suffering is this. Your promise preserves my life. If you're in suffering, friends, the promise of the Lord, the message of the Lord, the word of the Lord preserves your life. Cling fast to him. Hold fast to the Lord who preserves you. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to go ahead and we're going to dive into, again, these last couple passages. 1 John 1:5. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. John takes it a step further. He says, in him there is no darkness at all. He says this, if we say we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the light. If we say we have fellowship with him but walk in darkness, we lie. This, friends, I think is so culturally relevant right now because there's many, many, many in the world who are giving a false message about Jesus. One they say is accepting and affirming. And there's a way, again, like we said yesterday, of calling good evil and evil good. And there's a way that many in the world are saying, no, we are righteous. We're just. We're walking with God. But then we don't end up doing anything that actually follows Jesus in his discipleship. Remember what Paul says? He says there's one message. What does Jesus say? He says very specific things to follow him. And a lot of times we don't want to come into the light. And not only do we then not come into the light and does the world not come into the light, but there's whole sections of Christianity that are saying, no, we're in the light. We're in fellowship with him. While all the while not following his teachings, not following his word, not following who he really is. This is a profound danger. And it says, if we say we are in fellowship with him and we are walking in darkness, we lie. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, he is light itself, friends, and he wants to cast his light upon the darkness of the human heart and allow us to walk in that light, live in the light. Confess your sins to Jesus. Confess your sins to the priest. Confess your sins to your friends. Live in the light. Let people into your heart. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. It says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. That's really interesting. How do we have fellowship with one another? He's not just saying, be better in relationship. How do we have fellowship with one another? We walk in the light as he is in the light. There's something about why there is such profound division. There's something about why we cannot get along because we are not walking in the light. Because so often man, in this false sense of Christianity, in this false sense of religion, in this worldly religion, this worldly Christianity that affirms everything, that doesn't actually follow the way of Jesus, walks in darkness, says, no, we are in the light. And no wonder we're living in division. It says the way to walk in unity and to belong to each other is to walk in the light. We have fellowship with him, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, We deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Friends, this is a big time deception. This is a massive deception of the modern world. I'm good. Everything's good. The world wants to eradicate the concept of sin from the vision of the human race, to say, no, everybody's good. There is no sin. There is no darkness. Everybody's good as they are. But if we live in this reality that there is no sin, it's not just erasing the reality of the sin, but it's deepening our darkness. And the world, as it denies sin, walks in deeper and deeper darkness. So you might think like, wow, it's so negative to come in and be like, oh, sin this, sin that, because that sounds pretty dark, doesn't it? That sounds pretty hard. Doesn't sound good. Does sound harsh. There's a reality of coming into the reality of who we are. We're born into sin. We're born into iniquity, and sin separates us from God and from our fellow man. And if we don't acknowledge that, if the world, this is the one of the reasons the world stays in darkness, because they're living under this, the deception that there is not sin in them. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. If we deny the reality of sin, we are living under a great deception. And the truth is not in us. That's big. That's serious. To be people of whom the truth is not in. But if we confess our sins, sometimes people deny the reality of sin because they're so deeply ashamed of what they've done. We want to twist it into like, oh, I just did something bad. It was an accident. Sin is sin. And we're scared to face that because we think the weight of it will crush us. It says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. He doubles down on this reality that if you deny sin, if you deny the reality that the root of sin dwells in you, your testimony, what you're testifying, what you're proclaiming is that Jesus is a liar. And that's profound blasphemy and deception. He's saying, but if you come out of hiding, if you come out of the darkness and come into the light, yes, it may hurt. Yes, the light of revelation might shine upon you and it will sting and it will cleanse you. But he is faithful and he is just. He will never leave you or forsake you. And he sees and he knows. He knows all the reasons you did that sin. He knows all your brokenness. He knows your past. And he's taking all of that into consideration. But friends, it's still sin. He's saying through the power of his blood, he will forgive you and he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And what we know from the gospel is even further than that. He will clothe you with his own righteousness. So friends, there's nothing to be afraid of. Any ways that we're hiding in the darkness, any ways that we're attaching to a false image of Jesus, come out of the darkness and let the light of Jesus Christ shine upon you. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at avemariaradio.net and at renewalministries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.